Okay, Rabbi, so we're learning Tosfos today. That's it. Right? We're just going to try and get Tosfos clear. Right? And how Tosfos learns the Gemara. And then maybe we'll speak a little bit about the Ramban over the next day. And then, yalla, weiter. Right? Okay? Mitabren. So now, if you remember, there's two... We need to understand Rabba over here and Rafia. Rabba is coming to explain to us what's the etzem din of Moedim and Mixas Ataina. Why does the Torah obligate a Shavuos Moedim and Mixas? Why does the Torah obligate a Shavuos Moedim and Mixas? And says and there's two shlavim, right? There's two shlavim for etzem in Rabba. Why does the Torah obligate the Shavuos Moedim and Mixas? That's part one. Tam, you need a chair.
Sorry.
Well, but you had a chair.
There's a chair.
Don't worry. All right. Okay. So why does the Torah have a Shavuos Moedim and Mixas? And Tosfos learns, not like Rashi that was a Meshav Veda. We explain Rashi that was a Meshav Veda. But Tosfos says that the kasha is, why doesn't he have a migu, right, that he could say that he could be Koifer HaKol? It could be Koifer HaKol. He has a migu that he could have been Koifer HaKol. And to that, we explain this, is it Rashi and Tosfos? The Shittasa, migu after Mishvua, Mechulei. Okay, now, so the Gemara answers part one of Rabba. Right, part one of Rabba is that the answer to that is that no, it's a miguda ha'oza. It's a miguda ha'oza. Says the Gemara, no, chazaka ein adamei panav lifnei ba'choivon. Right, he would not have denied the whole thing. And mainly he doesn't have a migu. Okay, now we saw the first Tosfos, yeah.
Not the whole.
Yeah, we saw the one at the bottom. Fine. Okay, now. Now, then Tosfos moves into part two of Rabba, right? Which is Haiva Kula Debai Deloidele, Vahadeloidele Shtamuti Hudikam Shtamut Mine. Now, according to Rashi and Tosfos, said that the read in Rabba is odd. That he says, you know, the Kula Bai De Kafre, he wants to deny the whole thing, but he doesn't because Meis Parav. And then it says, Vahadeloidele Debai Deloidele. What do you mean, Vahadeloidele Debai Deloidele? What's that Shaila? So according to all of the Rishonim, there's a hidden question in the Gemara over here. Right? According to Rashi, what's that hidden question? Is, well, hold on. In as much as you're being koshish him, that now he's denying money, right? So why don't you say, Migudu Choshe the Mammon and Choshe the Shvosa? And to that we explained, Rashi answers that no, he's not called a Choshe the Mammon, right? Because really, the Kulabai delight, you're like, no, really, when he denies, he's denying not because he wants to steal. He's not a choshed amamina, right? He wants to admit the whole thing, and he's just ishtamuting, right? That's how Rashi learns the part two of Rabba. Yeah, all right. Doing that quick because this was last year. Now Tosfos is going to learn this differently because Tosfos has a problem that the way he learns the Gemara and Davov, right, is that we come out lahalacha that we hold migudu choshed amamina loy choshed shvusa, right? That means, again, what does Migudu Choshed Mammon and Choshed Shvusa mean? That if we are choshesh for a person, that he's not yosha with money, so then we're also choshesh that he's going to lie. So, Tosfos says, from the Sugya on Dafav, we come out and we hold Migudu Choshed Mammon and Loi Choshed Shvusa. That means that even though, Af Al Pi, that he's Choshed Mammon, we have a chashash that maybe this guy has got sticky hands, right? But, right, he's nevertheless, we're not choshish that he's going to lie. The two bazundra zachen, that means they're two separate things, and we don't hold there's a kesha between them. Right, okay? So now, because Tosfos learns like that on Dahvav, so he says, well, I can't learn like Rashi, I can't accept Rashi's pshat. Why on earth would Rabba ask, aye, migudu choshish the mamun choshish the shvusa? In other words, the question of Rabba is, well, hold on. If you, in as much as you're choshish that he's denying half, so then why are you making him make a shvuos moedim mixas? There's no point. He's going to lie, right? Yeah. But says Tosfos, the way I learned the Gemara Dafa, that's an illegitimate question because even if he is choshish the mamuna, he's still not choshish the shvuosa, and there is a point in making him make a shvuos. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Barur rabotai. Yeah. Clear. Yeah. Dan. Yeah? Okay, fine. So now, let's read Tosis inside. Okay. B'kula b'ay d'loy d'loy. Masha pirish Rashi. D'chivin d'chashid ha'momina. D'chivin d'chashid ha'momina. Heichi nishba. Name amigu d'chashid ha'momina. Chashid ha'shvusa. U'mashani, and we answer, the mishtamed. V'loy chashid. V'al zeh tema. It's a tema. It can't be that that's pshat in rubber. The hamasik lekaman, the chashid ha'momina, loy chashid ha'shvusa. We hold that he's not chashid ha'shvusa. V'eilam adahainu midirabbanon. If he shero, shahaisa shvua chamura aleihem. So now, as we explained in the last shiur, Tosfos wants to try and be matzdik Pirush Rashi now. Say, maybe you'll tell me that no, the maskana of the Gemara is that says migu dechashu the moment loy chashu the shvusa. That's midirabbanan. That's midirabbanan. But midiraisa we hold chashu the moment of chashu the shvusa. Right, and because we're talking in rabba, we're talking shvus moedim and mixas. So we're talking on a deoraisa level that we hold chashu the moment of chashu the shvusa. Yeah. So now look at that again. Ve'ein loyma adahinu midirabbanan lefi shero shahaisa shvua chamura aleihem. Yeah. So now, what does that mean? The Chachamim saw that Shvua was more chomo aleihem than Mammon. Yeah. So the door changed. Right? In other words, in the times of the Torah tells us, yeah, this is what the suggestion is. Maybe you'll say the times the Torah tells us that if someone's chashin a Mammon, he's also going to lie. Yeah. He's also going to lie. You see that the Mammon chave, right? Yeah. Is not so choshev to him. So he's also choshev and shvur, right? Migid choshev mamon choshev and shvur. Yeah. So now, what does that tell you in the person's mind? What's the hierarchy? Mamon meod chamur to steal to make a shvur. It's ben odun amakum nishnazoy shlech. Yeah. Right. So if I see that he's being loose, fast and loose with somebody else's mamon, well, right. So Kol Shekein, it's like a Migid Chashu Mamon, Chashu Shvusa. He's also gonna lie, right? Yeah. So Tosfos is saying, no, but maybe you'll tell me it's the Rabbanon because they saw that the dynamic changed, and Shvur became more chomer by them. So just because he's playing fast and loose with somebody's money doesn't necessarily mean he's gonna lie. Yeah.
Maybe
right. Now, by the way, the way the Rebbe, Reb Osher, learned Pshat in this, I didn't learn like this, I found this in my notes. But the way Reb Osher learned Pshat in this, it's not Pshat that they got frumer with Shvua, yeah? They got less, even less with other people's money. That's how he learned it, right? It's Yerida Sadoris, yeah? So in other words, the Torah says, Migid Dechashu Mammon Dechashu Shvua, right? So that means that Shvua's over here, Mammon's over here, right? So if I see that someone is loose with somebody's money, so Kol Shekein over here, yeah? So it's not Pshat that in the later doors they went like this. No, they went like that, right? They cared even less about people's money, right? Yeah, it's like, but the Shvua, because it's from kite, so it kind of sort of stays, right? You know, where it was, more or less, right? Yeah? So they saw that the Doros changed, right? So that's what Tosis' suggestion is. Okay. All right. If he's a row, Shaita Shvua Chamura Aleihem. So maybe you'll say that's what the Gemara is talking about. In other words, the Gemara in Daf Vav, we're talking in the times of Chazal, already the dynamic changed. And midirabbanan, you'll say that we say migidu chashid amamana loy chashid shvusa. But Rashi's right on a deraisa level. Says no, that's not true. Says Tosfos, I've got two rais that that's not true. The kamaisi Rav Nachman mashbino so shalosh shvusa echem mehem shalosh shelachti boyad. And mashma goes a kama dav shvur deraisa. Right, so it says Tosfos that we make him make a, in the Cheshvan and the Sugi over there, it comes out that we make him make a Shvur Shlosh Shalachti Boyad because we hold he's not Choshed a Shvur, and the Gemara goes to come and says that's a Shvur Doraisa. So he's on a Doraisa level, says Tosfos. I see that the Gemara holds Migud Choshed the Mamun Eloi Choshed a Shvur. So he's being Shoyl all that Cheshvan. Yeah, okay, that's one Raya. So Tosfos have another Raya that's an incorrect way to assess the Gemara. Right. One, also from Nascha de Rebbe Abba. Right, I just want to go over this again. Because this was a little bit complicated and there's something to discuss over here. What's the case of Nascha de Rebbe Abba? Are we together? Yeah? Clear? More or less? Yeah. Okay, good. Nascha de Rebbe Abba, it's a case in Shavuos. Someone says he chapped my wallet, yeah, my money. Yeah? Chapped my money, right? My silver piece. Right? So now. And I've got an Eid Echad that says that he chapped my piece. And what does he say? He says, In chatafti vedidi chatafti. Yeah, I did do it. I did take it, but I took it because it was mine. Because you took it from me yesterday. Right. So now, the Gemara says over there, Heichi dani dani haidina, what's the din? Rabbi Abba basically says the following thing over there. Listen, yeah? Rabbi Abba says that this guy Be'etzim needs to make a Shavuos Eid Echad. Because there's an Eid Echad that says, you chap the money. Now, what's the din of the Shura Seyed Echad? The Olam helped me on Thursday with this. I really said bilbul, right? Yeah, but the correct pshat, right? That's how Rashi at least learns the Gemara is, as the Olam said, right? Yeah? The correct pshat is that he's saying, look, he has to make a Shura Seyed Echad. The din of a Shura Seyed Echad is that you have to be makhish the aid. Yeah? The aid says, you took, right? That requires you to make a Shura Seyed Echad, and you have to say, no, I didn't take. Yeah? I didn't take. Now, this guy can't do that. This guy can't do that. He can't be makhish la'id. Yeah? He can't be makhish la'id. Why can't he be makhish la'id? Because he said, in khatafti, yes, I did take, but not because I'm a gazan, didi khatafti. Right? So now, yeah? I took it because it's mine. Yeah? Okay? So now, what's the din? The din, bottom line, Rabbi Abba says, right? That's why it's called Nascha de Rabbi Abba. Yeah? There's Rabbi Abba paskin. But etzim, he's got a din shvus me'ed echad. And because he can't make the Shavuos Eid Echad, he has to pay, he has to give back the Nascha. Right? That's what he said. Okay? Now. What?
Because he
can't be Makrish there. Because he said, yeah, I did. Right? Yeah? Okay, he already said, he basically did a Hadas Baldin that he did Chape. Right? But he's saying I chapped it because it was mine. Okay, very, very nice, right? You're telling me that you're not saying I'm a gazlan, right? But you're saying that I chapped it and you can't be makrish the Shavuos Eid Echad, so you have to pay. Now,
there's no solution to do a Shavuot
Eid,
though.
Huh?
There's no option to do a
Shavuot. That's what Rabbi Abba Paskin, right? Yeah? Let's just, I don't want to lose the train. Right, so now, Tosis is being medayik from there. Well, hold on. What would be the din, Tosis says, what would be the din if he said, lo chatafti? What would have been the case in the case of Nasr the Rabbi Abba, where the guy didn't say, in chatafti vedidi chatafti? What would be if he said, no, lo chatafti? So, says Tosis, it's mashmur in the Gemara, he would have been able to make the Shavua, and we would have accepted the Shavua. Yeah? Yeah? That's what it's mashmur, right? He can't be makrish the aid, and mitoche, he can't be makrish the aid, he has to pay. Yeah? Okay? So now, says Tosfos, aha, well, let me think about that. Says, well, if he said lo chatafti, right, so that means that he's got a Shavua Eid Echad, that the Eid Echad is obligating him to make a Shavua. What's your reason to make him make the Shavua? You're only sad to make him make a Shavua because you're choshesh that he chapped someone's money, right? But why are you making him make that Shavua? Say, migadu choshesh mamon lo choshesh Shavua. Your whole reason for making him make a Shavua is because you're choshesh that he chapped somebody else's nascha, right? But if he's chapped somebody else's nascha, say he's choshesh the Shavua as well, right? As in as much at kamash tachoshesh gazlan, tachoshu yishaker gangen, right? Yeah. So I see over here that you don't say, you say on a deoraisa level, you do not say migu dechoshu lemamana choshu deshvosa. Yeah, clear. Let's read inside now. V'chein benasa de Rabbi Abba mashma de iam alocha tafti. Had he said no, I would alocha tafti. Hayanishba lahakesh esaid. Shvur deoraisa, and says to us, and this is a shvur deoraisa, Rabbi Isai. Right? How do I know? Midami mitok sheni yochel ishav meshalem, because the din is from the fact that he says mitok sheni yochel ishav meshalem. That means it's a shvur deoraisa of eid echad, right? Because haray, right? There's only a din mitoch on a shvur deoraisa, so that means that we're dealing with a shvur eid echad over here. It's a shvur deoraisa, right? And Mameila says to us, right? Yeah, da shvur derabban and loy amelahachi. Yeah. So now. So Meila, from the fact that, so again, so I see that on a deoraisa lefa, I don't say migu dechoshed. And what we explained, by the way, there's an obvious side question which the Marasha and the Maharam deal with, which is, why does Tosfos have to run, right, to Nascha de Rabbi Abba to make his point? Just say with every Shavuos Eid Echad, when the you lent me £100. Lo yidroi moilam. I bring an Eid Echad that says that I did lend you £100. I have to make a shvur. What is your whole reason for making a shvur? Because you think that I'm denying his money. So he's making his choshen l'momina. So if he's saying me get the choshen l'momina chad shvur. In other words, there's an obvious question over here. Bottom line, what's the raya from Tosfos? The bottom line is that in the case of Nasr de Rabbi Abba, it was a shvur's Eid Echad, right? right? And we say that on a Shavuos Eidechad, you don't say Migdu Choshen Imam and Choshen Shavuos. So why is he called a run to the case? Just say Shavuos Eidechad. The Torah has a parsha of Shavuos Eidechad, and if the Torah has a parsha of Shavuos Eidechad, vice versa, you don't say Migdu Choshen Imam and Choshen Shavuos, because otherwise, what's the point of the Shavuos Eidechad? Yeah, right. Yeah. Okay. Like, why is Tosfos making it so complicated? Yeah. Yeah. A basic question in Pshat. That's what the Marsha and the Maharam ask. Say the Marsha and the Maharam. No, the Pasha. Why? Because in a regular case of Shavuos Eidechad, you're dealing with a loan. The classic case, the prototype case, you're dealing with a loan. With a loan, he's not necessarily choshed a moment of bichlal, right? Because maybe he's ishtamuting. Right, maybe he's ishtamuting, right? If you're ishtamuting, you're not choshed amamana, right? Choshed amamana means that you're a ganav, right? Yeah? He's not ganaving, he's just pushing, he's kicking the can down the road a little bit. He's ishtamuting. So Tosfos can't bring a raya from stam Shavuos Eidechad that you don't hold migud choshed amamana, because of Shavuos Eidechad stam, maybe you say migud not choshed amamana. But by Nasa, the Rebbe Abba, what are we dealing with? It's not a loan, right? There's no ishtamuting. There's no, I don't have the money, I'm just going to try and pay. He's holding it in his hand. He's holding it in his hand right now, right? He's saying, no, I didn't take it, it's mine. So the only reason to make him make a shua is your choshes that he stole it, right? Yeah? Oh, so now that's migud choshed amamana, right? That's Tosfos right.
Wait, sorry, how could you love Eric Israel?
Just say, why, in as much as you deny the loan, yeah, right, and you've got to counter the shua said echad, so I'm denying a loan, I'm choshed amamana.
Right.
Yeah?
What? You're denying the AF.
Sam, you owe me £100. Lo hayudrom oilam. Aaron says, no, Sam, you do owe him. So you're going to make a shavuot to me that you don't owe me. So you're choshed amamana. You're denying my loan.
Right. Yeah,
right? We say choshed shavuot. Says, no, because you could be ishtamuting. Yeah. You're not choshed amamana. Yeah? Okay. Now, good. Okay? Good. Now, by the way, Reb Kivega, right, asked an interesting question over here. Yeah? Interesting question. Right? Just side point in chat. Right? Rabbi Kivega says, Tosfos, from the case of Nasa the Rebbe, I don't understand what your raya is. So that's how your raya is, right? What was it? When did a Rebbe Abba happen? It was in the times of Amoraim, right? So how does that prove that your thesis, your contention, right, in Rashi, is incorrect? What did you want to suggest? You wanted to suggest that no midoraisa we hold migud choshed the mamon chadash shurusa, but because the doras changed, right? But because the Torah has changed, so now Shur was more chamu, right? So now you send me to the Choshen Mamana, loy Choshen Shurusa, right? So what are you showing me? You're showing me in the times of Rabbi Abba, if we had a Shur Seyed Echad, we would say Migu to Choshen Mamana, loy Choshen Shurusa. Yeah? Very good. So says Rabbi Kivega. Very good. Higufa. Say, that's in the times of Chazal, right? Yeah? In the times of Chazal, what you're saying, you suggested that maybe in the times of the Chazal, it's not like the Zman of the Torah. Slowly. I just want to get the kasha clear, and then we'll speak it out, right? Says Rabbi Kivega, your whole question was that maybe your whole potential save for Rashi is that yes, the Gemara says we say migud de choshed amamana loy choshed de shvusa. That's in the time on the mitzvah oraisa you hold migud de choshed amamana choshed de shvusa. That means in the times of the Torah, if someone was choshed amamana, we'd be choshed that he's a shvur. So moed b'miksas, we look at it like that. But in the times of Chazal, people weren't necessarily choshed. Someone that was choshed amamana wasn't necessarily choshed a shvur. Yeah, that's what we're saying. Yeah, that's the suggestion. Yeah, says Rabbi Kivega. But hold on, very good, right? So says Rabbi Kivega. And that's the Rabbi Abba. It's the times of Chazal. Right, we say migdu choshed amamana loy choshed shvusa. His words are this. His words inside the chazav neyo hashvur deoraisa. Right, so say now he can make a shvur. Right, the Torah says you can't. Someone that is choshed amamana, you can't make a shvur because in the times of the Torah, if you were choshed amamana, you were also choshed shvusa. In the times of Chazav, if you were choshed amamana, you weren't choshed shvusa. There's no reason not to make the shvur, so you can make a shvur deoraisa of a shvur seidechad because you're not choshed amamana. Yeah. That's Rabbi Kivega's kasha.
And the Rabbi asks it again?
Yeah?
Is it not talking about Durbanan and Durait Din?
No! That's not how Rabbi Kivega understood it. Right? That's not how Rabbi Kivega understood it. Right? Yeah? Right? But very good, Eli.
Why is the fact that Tosfos says...
Very good, Eli. Yeah, and this is Eli hit the nail on the head, Bert. Right? Yeah? Right? Yeah? That's the... That's what I'm... You have to see how Rabbi Kivega looked over here. Right? When Tosfos says, Rabbi Kivega understands, when Tosfos says, Midoraisa, you say, Migu de Chashi de Mamana, Loi Chashi de Shvuasa, right? It doesn't mean on Deoraisa Shvuas, but on Derabanan Shvuas, right? So he didn't look at it like that, right? Rabbi Kivega looked at it as, Midoraisa, you say, that means, Bezman HaTorah, right? When the Torah was setting out its dinim, right? If someone was Chashi de Mamana, he was Chashi de Shvuasa. But later, because of Yerida Zadoris, that's not true anymore, right? Yeah? So the whole reason why the Torah says you can't make a shvur d'oraisa if someone's chashid amamina, is chashid amamina, is because if he's chashid amamina, he's chashid shvursa. But let's say the dynamic changed. So you can make a shvur d'oraisa now, because you're not chashid shvursa, right? You're not chashid shvursa. So Amela asked Rabbi Kivega, once I see in the Doris Afrein and shvur was chamura aleihem, say, chayze b'neyo, hashvur d'oraisa, right? And he can make the shvur, and he can make the shvur. That's how Rabbi Kivega understood. So Amela he asked, what's your kasha from Nasa de Rabbi Abba? Nasa Rabbi, you have a kasha that you could have made the shvur? Yeah, Nachanami. That was in the Doris Achroinim, that the shvur was chamur aleihem. He's chashed a mamana, but so what? Yeah. If someone is chashed a mamana in the times of Azal, shvur was chamur aleihem. He's not chashed a shvur, so he can make a shvur d'oraisa. Right? Yeah? That's how Rabbi Kivega understood. Now, you're all muttering, right, and shaking in your seat, because you all learned Tosfos, right? You all learned Tosfos, how I told you to learn Tosfos, yeah, which is Be'etzem, Be'hefrach, Tosfos did not understand like this. That's not what Tosfos means, right? You have to say, to get out of Rabbi Kivega's kasha, you have to say that Tosfos doesn't mean that midoraisa we hold migu dechashin mamon shvur, but midorabanon. That means that the dynamic changed, and now you can make a shvur doraisa because you can make a shvur doraisa because the dynamics changed. Tosfos is understanding that midoraisa, if midoraisa you're saying migu dechashin mamon shvur, so that means that on shvurs doraisa the dynamics changed, very nice, right? And even though he's not chashid a shvur, sir, you cannot make a shvat shvur, because on a deraisa shvur, we hold migu de chashid a moment or chashid a shvur, sir. But on a derabanan, what does it mean on a derabanan? It means not mi derabanan, it means on a derabanan shvur, right? We can say migu de chashid a moment or chashid a shvur,
sir. Those are the parents of Milim Tosfos.
What?
The
really? Really? It's Mukhrich that that's Pshat in Tosfos?
100%.
Okay, so you read it to me. Show me. Yeah. So I want you to read that to me and say to me that Rabbi Kivega is off his rocker, right? Yeah, okay.
I wouldn't say that.
Yeah, go on. Yeah, go on. Yeah, now, go on.
Mitoich she'ena yoko lishva.
But posh it. Yeah.
Mishalim da ashvur da rabonon lo yamahochi.
Huh?
We're not talking about a case of shvur d'rabbanon.
Wait. Let's read the study.
Say this din of mitoich she'ino yochel lishva mishalim. We don't say that din by shvur d'rabbanon.
Wait. Where are you reading? Wait a second. Let's go over here. Well, that time the master command chashim on chashim shvur. But ain't lo mahainu mitoich she'ino yochel lishva mishalim. If he should rush, I should shvur hamur aleihem. Mid the rice, I should zechol shdele. Come on, my sir, I'm not going to shino. Say shvur tesis. Men should lachti b'yad. I should zechol kamel. Now, mid the rice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ve'inas the Rabbi Yabe. Mashu dam loichatafti.
We don't say mid.
No, that's going. No, that's just telling me that the shvur of Rabbi. That's just telling me that the shvuah of in the case of Nasa the Rebbe Abba was a shvuah d'oraisa. That's the case.
That's what his raya is.
Yeah. So what?
Isn't that his raya?
No. According to Rebbe Kivega, no. That's a house cleaning point, right? That just say once Ray Rebbe Kivega learns that is that he's just saying, and by the way, that is a shvuah d'oraisa that's happening over there, and yet he's able to make it. Why? Right, you say migu dechashu mamon. Why? Says Tosfos, it must be that you hold migu delo chashu mamon chashu shvursa. Rabbi Vega says, yeah, very nice. It's a shvur doraisa, and migu dechashu mamon lo chashu shvursa. But that's because the doras changed, the dynamic changed, right? Yeah, that's what that means. So you're learning that no, what Tosfos means is on a shvur derabanan. We can only say migu dechashu when we say migu derabanan. You say migu dechashu mamon lo chashu shvursa. That means, and therefore, only on shvurs derabanan you would be able to say migu dechashu mamon lo chashu shvursa. But that needs a hesber, Rabbi Isai. Right? It's a hesber. You have to explain the lomdus in there, right? Why would that be, right? In other words, why is Rabbi Kivega's svara incorrect? Right? Why does Tosfos argue on it, right? Lemaisa, if the guy isn't chashid a shvusa, If the guy isn't choshe l'shvus,
the terrorist said the guy is not believed.
Yeah. Huh?
The
terrorist
said this guy is not
that much. Okay. So Rav Shai, you're already saying the longest. Yeah, right. You're already saying the longest. So the answer to this, and this is what you have to.
So,
what? Here's the Nakuda. So you have to say that Toisus and Rebbe Kivega are understanding what this means differently. They're understanding it differently. By the way, it's a bit of a problem. This is Mamash's side point, right? But anyway, but it's interesting. It's very interesting, right? So you have to say that Tosis and Rabbi Kivega understand this differently. Tosis understands like this. What does that mean? Migu dechashu the mamon achashu. What's the pshat? What's the pshat in migu dechashu the mamon achashu the shvuasa? It means that if someone is choshu the mamon, and as much as we have a chashash that he's chosh at the moment, so that means that there's a pagam, right, in this guy's behavior, right, and that causes us to have a chshash, right, that he's a choshed on shvua as well, right. That causes us to have a chshash that he's choshed on shvua. Now again, does that mean when I say migud choshed the moment, choshed on shvua, does that mean that I know he's going to lie? I mean, I know he's going to lie, right? It means that once I see a clink in his armor, right. Yeah, I see that there's a hole in his hanhaga, right? So migud chashu l'mamon says, right? I have to say that once someone has this chashash, I have a legitimate chashash that maybe this guy is not being beseder with some of these money, right? So then I have a chashash that he's lying, right? And I'm not allowed to make a shvur like that, right? So now Tosfos says, well, hold on, and that means. When the Torah requires, let's go to the other side. When the Torah says, I need a shvur seid echad, what is the Torah looking for? What's it looking for? It's looking for a biru, a certain level of biru, a certain level of ne'emonis, right? That's what it's looking for, right? You want eid echad k'neged echa, swear, give us a certain level of ne'emonis. If the Torah says, migud chashu l'mamon achashu shvur seid, when someone says, when I now have a chashash, I have a reason to be choshesh on this guy's hanhaga with money, so he's not able to provide that level of ne'emonis anymore, right? Because I am choshesh that maybe he's going to lie. It's very nice that you make a shvur, but by making that shvur, you have not provided me with the level of ne'emonus, right? The level of ne'emonus that you have, because I have a chashash, right? Once I have a chashash on your moment, I have a pagam in your ne'emonus. So the way Tosfos understands this, well, okay, that's true. Okay, it's true that in the Doros Achronim, let's say the way Rav Osher said it, they cared even less about people's mom, right? Yeah, but shvur is more chomer. Shvur is more chomer for them than people's mom. But let's just ask ourselves a question, okay? But does this guy have a pagam in his hanhoga with other people's money? Yes, of course he still does. So enachanami that shvur is more chomer for him, right, than other people's money. But in as much as I see that he's chomer of it, do I still have a chashash that maybe he's a not yosher dikah mensch, right? Yes, right? Is he able to provide the level of the ne'emonos that the Torah required? No, right? Because he has a kilusa, right? Someone that is kal with other people's money is olul to make a shul sheker. That's still true. Okay, so this guy so doesn't care about people's money that he's quicker, right, to play fast with people's money than he is to make a shul. But does that mean that I don't have a chashash that he's going to lie? Of course I still have a chashash that he's going to lie, right? Yeah? That's how Tosfos Lechora understands. When made a Rebbe Kiyega's kasha, it's not a kasha at all, right? Yeah? Because on a shvur d'oraisa, we say migud chashu l'mamon achashu shvur, that means the ne'emonos, the bar of ne'emonos that the Torah wants for a shvur d'oraisa can no longer be met, right? And that's going to be true even in the Doros Achronim, right? Rebbe Kiyega, Lechora understood it differently. Rebbe Kivega understood that what Tosfos means, or the way he understands it, right? That's what Tosfos meant, right? Is that it's an issue of kesher, right? Yeah, that if I see that you're kal on other people's money, so then what is it? A vadai? Not sure. Something, so. Right. Okay, right. I'll leave that for you to think about. Okay, Beseda. All right, now. Okay. Well, there's a call of Al-Atsad. So now, all of this is why Tosfos. Bottom line, where are we up to, Rabbi Zeh? Let's just catch our bearings again, because this was a bit of a... This is a tangential... This was by my Ma'amuzga, as I was right? In the Yeshivas, right? As I think as But let's just catch our bearings again. So Tosfos says, Rabbi says, Ubekula bai diloy diloy. Rashi says, there's a hidden question. Maybe say migud chashin imam and chashin shvosa. So he says that can't be pshat because on the deoraisa, Rabbi wouldn't ask that question because we hold migud chashin imam and loy chashin shvosa. So now, Tosfos now has to explain to me what does Rabbi mean over here when he says uba kula bay deloy delay, v'had deloy delay ishtamuti hu dekam ishtamut minay. What does Rabbi mean? What's the part two of Rabbi? Now he's just told us why he doesn't like Rashi's pshat. Bottom line is because he holds migud chashin imam and loy chashin shvosa. It's an illegitimate question to ask. Yeah, but so how does he learn it? How does he learn it? Says Tosfos, lachen yesh loyma ubekule bay deloy delay kloyma ma'achad ein meiz imkain emesu she'ein chayv yoseh velami yishava yenemon b'migudi ba'akov rakol. Says Tosfos, what did you just say to me? I asked you a question. Why does the Torah make a Moedim Amiksas, make a Shua, say that he has a Miku, he could have said Kofar HaKol? Said, no, right? Chazoka in other Meis Panav, if ne Baruch Ovoi. He could never deny that, right? It's a chutzpah. It's a chutzpah to deny money, right? Why did he say, so Mamela, right? Why did he say 50, right? Because, in other words, he doesn't have a migu, because he could never have denied the whole thing, right? Because that's a chutzpah. Well, Frank the rabbi, okay, very nice. But you're saying, Limonoshach, you're saying that he denied half, right? He's only saying he owes half. But chazak ain't other meis panav ne baruch ovoi, right? So vaita, so believe him, right? Why are you making him make a shvuah, right? You're telling me, chazak ain't other meis panav ne baruch ovoi, right? So he wouldn't have denied the whole thing. Because that's a chutzpah. People don't deny loans, right? It's a chutzpah. Okay, so that means that when he says 50, right, so then he's telling the truth. No. So why are you making him make a shvuah, right? So you say, oh no, I'll tell you why I'm making him make a shvuah. Because maybe he's denying the other 50. Ah, so he is a meizdikah, right? So you're saying this guy is a hazadikah. Well, and as much as he's a hazadikah, he has a migu, he could have said koifrakol, right? Yeah? So mimanushach, right? Yeah? You see what the question is? Let's go slowly. Why doesn't he have a migu koifrakol, right? Says no, because people don't deny loans, it's a chutzpah, right? So now says Rabba part two. Oh, so you're telling me he doesn't have a migu because people don't deny loans, but he denied half. So you want him to make a shua on the other half. Why? Right? You said people don't deny loans. So that means he's telling the truth. Elowa, you're saying, no, he is a hazadika, right? Vice versa, he's a hazadika, right? He does deny things. That's what your chash is, that he does deny. But if he does deny, so he's got a migu again. Right? So manashach, right? Yeah.
I would not be a chalik between, oh, he would deny half, he would deny half.
Wait, matik, hake, lead, right? Yeah, wait. Yeah, it's not ha'azah because he's being mishtamit. It's not ha'azah because he's being mishtamit. So now, let's just get clear over here, right? So I'm actually going to we were discussing this in morning seder. Leo has a pshat in Tosfos over here, and I think it's actually quite good. So we're gonna go with Rabbi Lior Yosef's pshat over here in Tosfos. Yeah. Well, I want to explain to you. I want to explain to you where I'm coming from over here. Now, Lechaira, I want to go back into the words. Rabbi said we have to go back into the words of the Gemara. Yeah. The words of Rabbi goes like this: Betami wants to deny the whole thing, but he doesn't because he makes kind of. And then Rava says, "Ubekulabai deloy delay." Really, he wants to admit everything. Yeah. Now, what does he mean by that? Ubekulabai delay. So let's just transfer back into Rashi right now. Why does Rashi, why does Rabba switch and say no, that he wants to admit everything? There's a very specific reason why that happens in Rashi. Oh, exactly. In other words, because the question is, right? Well, hold on. Say that he's a liar, right? And you can't give him a shura. So no. So here the Gemara is saying a very pointed thing. It's mamash addressing the Nakuda. It's saying, no. When I say he's denying everything, it's not because he wants to deny and take the money and run. That's not what he wants to do. Better, he wants to admit it. Kula by the loy delay. That means he wants to be a good guy. He's not kosher the mamana. Why is he denying half? Because he's mishtami, right? Yeah? That's what, according to Rashi. So now let's ask. So according to Tosfos, what happened over here? The hidden question in the Gemara, according to Tosfos, is, well, in as much as you're saying, Haz chazakein adamei panav, well, mimanav shach, he should have a migu again, right? Because, haray, he did deny. So he's either telling the truth, or he has a migu, right? So what do the words mean when he says, no, avakula debai deloi delay? In other words, what is Rabbah saying over here? According to Tosfos, Rabbah should just say, no, en lo migu, right? En zeha azah, right? Ma pirush hamilim po, right? Yeah? How are these words answering the question that was just asked? Yeah? The question that was just asked, according to Tosfos, is, oh, but if you're saying, chazak en adam eis panov, so why are you making this guy make a shvua? Either vice versa, he's telling the truth because you told me that people don't deny loans, or he has a migu, right? So now, l'chora, the answer should be no. It's not ha'aza, right? Yeah. But like, what are the words ubakula debai delay delay mean? How do you read those words, right? So now says.
What's wrong with those words?
I just tried to say. I'll tell you what the words mean, right? Yeah, right. Now says Tosfos, Lachora, what the way you read this according to Tosfos is the following: you say, no, this isn't where's Leo coming from? Leo was Madaik Tosfos' words like this. That he says, "Veishnomu the kula bay deloy delay kloima that me'acha da ein meis." Sorry. Where am I?
Yeah.
Me'acha da ein meis imkain emesu. Because it's not a ha'aza. Mashman Tosfos, en po haza bichlal, right? At this stage, right? Yeah? And maybe that's what the Gemara means. It says, no. He's not being meyers. Your shayla was, no. But hold on. Mimanoshach, you're telling that he is being meyers, so he should have a migu. No. En ze ha'aza. He's not being meyers. Why? Because be'etzem, be'kula bay deloy delay. Because he wants to admit everything. Right? That's how you read it according to Tosfos. Right? No. In other words, your kasha was, well, Mimanashach, he's denying. Right? So you're saying he's being meyers. No, to deny half isn't ha'aza. Right? Because he's just being mishnamit. Really, he's a good guy. He wants to give him everything, but he's just being mishnamit. So to deny 50 isn't ha'aza. Right? Now, because he's being mishnamit. Right? So now, what's the obvious question on this? The obvious question. If that's what Tosfos is saying, right? What's the obvious follow-up question that you have to have? Again, the question is, well, hold on, you're telling me Chazaka ain't Adam Eis Panov. But he did deny 50. So that means, right, that it should be that he's telling the truth. Because otherwise he's being mayiz, right? Answers the Gemara, no, he's not being mayiz. He wants to admit the whole thing, but he's just being ishtamuti. He's not being mayiz. To deny half, right, he's just being ishtamuti, right? Oh, right. So the obvious follow-up question over this is, well, hold on. If Ishtamuti makes it Na'a Ha'aza, so Kofar Kol is also Na'a Ha'aza, right? Kofar Kol is also... Your basic answer over here is, no, really he wants to admit everything, it's just being Ishtamuti, right? Yeah? So now, well, hold on. Now, Chosev and Ea, the original question now. Well, you said, why does he have to make a sure Kofar Kol? Because Chazaki and Adam Eis Panov. But you just told me that Ishtamuting isn't if his Kavana is Ishtamuting, so then that's not called a Ha'aza, right? So Vaita, why he could have said Kofar Kol, and that's not Ha'aza because it's Ishtamuting, yeah? Right? Yeah? Do you understand? Do you understand the question? Do you understand? Is that clear? Right? Do you know who asked this question, Rabbi Yisai?
Tosfos.
Yeah? What I want to point out to you over here is that the next line in Tosfos, it's not like, oh, by the way, you see, when you first read the Tosfos, if you're reading the Tosfos wrong, right, Tosfos is not asking, oh, by the way, side kasha, now that I've told you the pshat in rabba, yeah, why isn't it ishtamuting when you're also saying kofa kol? Is that sort of like a side question? No. This is mitoch rabba atah tzrich la'anot etzeh, right? Because Tosfos is saying like this, so again, right? What's Tosfos coming to? What's the whole build in Rabbah? The whole build in Rabbah is that there's a chazak in Adomei's Panov. You asked me a question, but to deny 50 is a chazak. So he's clearly telling the truth. No! He wants to admit everything. He's just being ishtamuting, right? He's ishtamuting, so it's not a chazak. He's just being ishtamuting. Well, hold on a minute. So why isn't Kofar called ishtamuting? Right? Yeah? So now comes Tosfos. So Tosfos asks that, right? Yeah, look. Here, let's read it inside. Umashani the ain zahaza, dishtamutikamishtamate. The imtai from our kofa call nami ishtamutikamishtamate. The ainahaza, kadamin bashnu sadayanim, and says, so he says, look, right, I've got a raya, right, that from Shua Sadayanim. Amra of Nachman kofa call mashwinas of Shua Hesses, Mishum Chazaka in Adam Tavea, Elim Ken Yeshloi. Uparach Adraba, ain't Adam makes pun of it if they bar kofoi. It's a bit of a kasha on how I'm learning to host this, that. Right? Why does he need a raya? It's posh, right? Umashani ishtamutik amishtamit. Yeah? Yeah, shloima. The mikal makam ha'aza yesh yoter b'kofa ha'kam b'kofa v'chatzi v'lei kamigu. Come so soon. This is the oisa. This is the punchline in rabba. Right? That there's dargas in ha'aza. Right? There's dargas in ha'aza. To be kofa ha'kol is a big fat chutzpah. Right? And that he wouldn't do. Right. So, but the 950, yeah, there is a chutzpah, but it's not such it's not such a big chutzpah, right? Sorry.
It's not
even wooden,
dude. You just can't say.
Yeah. That's what I mean. Yeah. Right. So now. So good. So now. So what's the build in rubber? Right. I know this is very fagribbly, right? But you have to, yeah. Right?
What does
the It's a remade up word, right? It means it's very like, you know. Right? So, let's just think again. What's the build in Rubber? According to Tosfos, let's get this clear. Why does he have to make a short? Because Chazaka in Adam Meis Panov Le Ba Choyvei. Frank Rabba Kasha. Oh, well, if you're telling me Chazaka in Adam Meis Panov, so the fact that he denied 50, he was being mazed, right? So Pasha that he should be, he should be believed, because you're telling me that people don't deny loans, right? Says, no, no, he's only ishtamuting. He wants to admit the whole thing, he's ishtamuting. Well, hold on, wait a minute. Well, so say the same thing for Kofar HaKol. Chazaka Shelav Rishona, right? Same thing for Kofar HaKol. He's also ishtamuting, right? Says, no. Right, that's a big ha'aza, right? So in other words, I've got to come back to the original kasha. Why don't I say that he has an original? Why don't I say when he's moida b'mikzas? Why don't I say he has a migu kofa kol? Because that's a really big ha'aza, and he wouldn't do that. And memela that he doesn't have a migu, right? But a smaller ha'aza, right? For 50, right? Maybe he would do, right? When he's ishtamuting. Okay, so now,
now just a ha'ara, Rabbi Say. Yeah, here, Rashi is a lot lechara kipshuta, a lot smoother in the Gemara and Tosfos, right? Than Tosfos, because according to Tosfos, there's a lot missing over here, right? Because Rabbi says, "Bekulut by delay delay, v'had delay delay ishtemuti hu demishtami mnei." So v'ad the haver izuzi aparin elay, right? Yeah. Now you kind of stopped in the middle of the story, according to Tosfos. You've got to oisfe, right, and deal with this question like Tosfos does. Aye, but what about kofa kol? No, because there's in other words, the bottom line in Rabbah is that there's dargas in ha'aza, right? And Rabbah never actually deals with that, right? Yeah. In Rashi, Rabbah deals with kol nekuda bul, right? I'm going to say, you know, between the eyes, right? Yeah. That's according to Tosfos, the bottom line point, which is the key, the mafteach that you need to understanding to get the full picture of Rabba, which is there's dargas in ha'aza. There's no remez to that in Divrei Rabba. There's a shtickle ha'ara on Tosfos. Okay, now, there's an akud over here. Ah, let's see if we can do it. What's the time? We didn't even do the next Tosfos. Okay. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Now, hold on 1 second. Now, Rav Nachum has a nice knage over here. Oh. Rav Nachum has a nice knage over here. Right? Rav Nachum wants to say, why is it, I mean, the Dargah's in Ha'azah, it's like a pretty posh the swari, yeah? Like, you know? Why doesn't Rashi have a... why didn't Rashi want to learn like Tosfos? Wow. Right? In other words, why didn't Rashi have a tzad to say that the kasha of Tosfos was, right? The kasha of Rabba was, the Bekula by Deloidi, like, ah, you just told me Chazaka in Adam is Panov, right? Yeah, you just told me Chazaka and Edom is Panov. Ah, but when he says 50, so he is being Meis, right? He's being Meis. So Elo, what? You're being conscious that he is a Meis Dicker. So Vaiti, he's a Meis Shem Aveda. The Firashi, he's a Meis Shem Aveda, right? Why didn't Rashi want to learn like that? Right? Why didn't Rashi want to learn like that? So Rav Nachum wanted to tell you, it's Rashi and Tosfos the Shitasa. How did they learn, if you remember in the last year, how did Rashi and Tosfos learn what is the Chazaka in Adam Meis Panov Lifnei Baal Chovei? Right? So now, Rashi, not that. Rashi learns Chazaka in Adam Meis Panov Lifnei Baal Chovei is because it's Kafui Tova. Tosfos learned that Chazaka in Adam Meis Panov Mipleisha Makir B'Shikro. That's what Tosfos says by us. Right? So Rav Nachum wants to say, by Rashi, it's Pasha there's Dargas in Ha'oza, right? Because the whole Svara is that it's a Kafui Tova. So it's obviously less of a Kafui Tova to deny 50 than it is to deny the whole thing. Right? That's Pasha, right? Yeah? So Mela, the Gemara wouldn't have asked, oh, but it's also Ha'oza because it's duh, right? Yeah, but it's different Dargas in Ha'oza, right? But according to Tosfos, right, if the whole reason why it's a Ha'azah, it's not because it's not an issue of Kafui Tova, it's the guy knows that I'm lying. That's the Ha'azah, right? It's a bold-faced lie to his face, right? So Tosfos Ashitasa learned that the Kasha of Rabbi is, well, hold on, he's still being mazed, the guy still knows that he's lying, right? So why isn't this still, he's Vaita Ha'azah, right? And here's the Chiddush in Tosfos. And this is where it's a chiddush, right? That no, even though he knows that he's lying, but the fact that it's less, right, makes it that it's like a smaller lie, right? And you say different dargas of Ha'azah, right? But Rav Nachum just wants to add this knage that according to Rashi, the fact that there's no havamina that you invite to have a migo in shlav too, right? So maybe Rashi learns like, okay, now. Now, the last nekuda that you have to understand is in Tosfos now is aval ha'adas edim deleka lemei mahachi, right? Now, that's the next piece. Now, Reb Chia comes back in. So we've just explained pshat in moed v'miksas. Now comes Reb Chia and says aval ha'adas edim deleka lemei mahachi, right? By ha'adas edim, you can't say this kal v'chomer, right? Sorry, you can't say this svar of moed v'miksas, so you need a kal v'chomer, right? So Tosfos, you have to see in the next Tosfos how Tosfos learns that chelik, right? How Tosfos learns that chelik. So Rabbi Isai, who saw the last Tosfos? Anyone see it?
Yeah.
Aval Ha'adas Eidim. Okay, alright. So see the last Tosfos, and then see the Ramban, right? You'll see Tosfos comes back to Rashi over here. And Tosfos Shitasa, it's a very interesting Gemara. It's a very weird Gemara, to be perfectly honest. And then you'll see the Ramban, and then we go weiter. We start, we go, okay? And we go weiter.